4, no tax.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Three major drug companies are going public, revealing who's on their payroll and exactly how much money they're making.
$70,000, $66,000, $68,000, $61,000. Is this pretty commonplace that doctors are making this much money speaking?
Yes.
Reporters say paid speakers can keep you healthy. Critics say it's all about marketing.
This is promotion. This is to sell drugs. This is not actually about education.
We are now serving two masters. Which master do we serve? The patient or the drug company?
Why don't you just wear a shirt that says the name of the product on the front when you walk in the room?
Both Eli Lilly and GlaxoSmithKline say they have launched their own investigation.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Oh, back to Casablanca even. The walls are crumbling down around Big Pharma this week as we bring you an explosive report on the Robert Scott Bell Show that has come out revealing how Big Pharma's money is influencing physician prescription practices. Things we've been covering for years here. The money trail that leads from the medical profession all the way back to Big Pharma has finally been brought to light. And today we're going to show you the tip of the corruption iceberg. And if you've listened to the Robert Scott Bell Show for any length of time, you know I've been saying this for years. Big Pharma is financially rewarding doctors for prescribing their brand name medications and in ways that are not even scientifically tested, even with FDA approval, the things that they're putting you on and the reasons they're doing it. No science behind it. And I realize there are critics of this show and the health freedom movement. People like our friend Dean Adele and others have called us paranoid or conspiracy theorists. Oh, don't say the C word for saying these things. And of course, now it's come to light. The mainstream media is finally catching up. They're usually about 20 years behind. And I have a feeling they may be changing their tune now or they will be embarrassed. Embarrassed, I tell you, as Dr. Dean Adele is or should be if he has any shame whatsoever. Now, the reports that are coming out and have come out are the result of a partnership of ProPublica, and they did a big group with five other news organizations, including NPR, the Chicago Tribune, the Boston Globe, Consumer Reports, and PBS Nightly Business Report. And if, the so-called people that have stood in opposition to this information and health freedom, they're going to have to now attack the mainstream media. Yeah, go after the Tribune. Go after the Globe. No, they're revealing it. They're your guys. They're your buddies now. And they're on board with me on this issue. Are you ready to blow the lid off of the Big Pharma racket? Because that's what we're going to rock and roll today with on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out at robertscottbell.com. If you haven't already subscribed, email alerts free for you. Go to robertscottbell.com, sign up. There's a lot of links to some great videos if you haven't seen already, as well as my guests coming up. I have here, and we're actually broadcasting live from GCN Studios in Minnesota around the Twin Cities. I've got Cheryl Nagel in studio. Those of you who know Cheryl and Steve and Lindsay, the most amazing story of the little girl, Lindsay, adopted from Romania and then put on AZT drugs and how she is alive and the only one so because she came off of them. We'll talk more about this a little later. We've got Dr. Leonard Caldwell lined up with the only answer to tyranny And my dear friend Scott Kennedy will also be chiming in on this corruption of pharma, also the predictions that double to triple the amount of Americans will be suffering with diabetes in the next 20, 30, or 40 years. Of course, we know how to undo it. We know how to prevent it. And I was talking with Steve Nagel on the way down here, and he was saying, you know, it used to be 80s and 90s you had assisted living. Now he's got his own peer groups in their 50s going into assisted living. They have not listened to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We have got to get the word out there. RobertScottBell.com, the phone number to call in, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Now, a series of lawsuits were brought by former employees of some of the major drug companies, and they alleged that money often was used for illegal purposes, financially rewarding doctors for prescribing their brand name medications. And you want to hear some of these findings? I'm only going to go into two major ones to start here because it's brutal. It's ugly. Wyeth Pharmaceuticals, owned by Pfizer, accused of hiring speakers until 2003 based on how often they prescribed the kidney transplant rejection drug Rapamune. Wyeth management was able to exclude speakers who did not promote Rapamune and reward those who did with, you gotta see this, with speaking engagements and resulting honoraria. Whether there were people there or not didn't matter. You're getting big bucks. And according to an amended complaint filed this year by two former sales reps. Now, speakers who were dared to be unfavorable or even unenthusiastic about Rapamune were counseled by drug reps on the ways in which the speaker might treat Rapamune more favorably. And the federal government actually has taken interest in this suit. They've taken over the lawsuit. Maybe they even recognize the illegality of the way Big Pharma operates here. And this is pending in a federal court in Pennsylvania. As I said, Pfizer owns Wyeth said in a statement last month that the company is, get this, committed to ensuring that information provided to physicians on the uses, benefits, and risks for Rapamune is consistent with its FDA-approved label. Never mind the rampant kidney failure out there due to the drugs that you're relying upon, FDA-approved drugs. It's body part removal service in America. Just wear them out, we'll replace it, we'll get you on drugs for life, till you're dead. And in an accelerated fashion by wiping out your immune system. Listen to this. Last year, Pfizer paid $2.3 billion, with a B, $2.3 billion to settle allegations in other cases that it had illegally promoted its drugs. Now, tell me, what kind of industry would survive one day with fines at $2.3 billion? And they're just shrugging it off. Hey, no, price of doing business. No worries. Yet we got one doctor here you're going to hear from in Carson City, Nevada. Dr. Stuart Stoloff, he sat on an advisory panel for GSK until he was told by, that if he wanted to continue speaking for them, he would have to follow a slideshow presentation that they had developed. Let's go ahead and run clip one.
You will speak only on the slides that we provide you, and we will tell you exactly what you will say, basically word for word. I'm not trying to sell drugs. And the slide decks that have been developed by the companies, not that all of them are the same, but overwhelming, it's to sell their product.
Yeah, and that's actually a good doctor that's come forward and acknowledged that. He's trying to do his level best to present science, and they're saying, no, go by the script. Just tell everybody how wonderful it is. Do it, off-label, anything. Cephalon now. Cephalon was accused of rewarding even poor speakers if they heavily prescribed its you got to hear this, narcotic lollipop. That's right, kids. Not just for kids, adults too. We're going to give you lollipops coated in narcotic drugs. You know, if they heavily prescribed its narcotic lollipop Actiq and other drugs, according to an amended complaint filed in 2008 by former sales manager, physicians were paid to attend speaker trainings even though the company never intended them to speak. Oh, what a gig. Pay me to go somewhere. Don't even have to do anything. We'll just say you're going to speak. Some were even paid when no one showed up to hear them. Oh, what a scam. This is the way they do business. And this is all in the federal court dockets in Pennsylvania. Quote here from the lawsuit, even good public speakers have been dropped by Cephalon, the lawsuit said. If experience later showed that they did not themselves write substantial off-label prescriptions. Here's where Big Pharma's off-label, go off-label. This is not the stuff even the FDA approved, even though I would not argue that the FDA approved some good stuff here. Cephalon pleaded guilty in 2008 to a misdemeanor count of selling misbranded drugs and paid a paltry $425 million in penalties. I think they can handle that. One company continued to pay doctors to discuss its products even after it settled a lawsuit that singled out those speakers for alleged misconduct. That's right. It just keeps going on. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. This is the kind of thing that has been going on. I've been commenting on, calling them out for years. And now finally, big media, why, oh, why are they doing this? Biting the hand that feeds them. How is this possible? And I'm here to tell you that the walls are crumbling down. The veils of illusion are being lifted. No longer can they hide behind these boardrooms, can hide behind government protection rackets. It's changing. It's really changing. And this is just the nature of the universe right now, that for so long you can fool the people, as they say. We go Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey. How long can you fool all of the people all of the time? And this is what is happening here. And on the Robert Scott Bell Show today, we're going to be revealing even more of this, more of why Americans are dying in greater numbers, even though we are living longer. But as my dear friend Steve Nagel, who says, well, why is it in their 50s are going into with old age help homes, assisted living homes? Is this big pharma doing us a favor, reducing quality of life, making us more dependent on synthetic substances that have no place in the human diet? Or are we going to go back to whole food nutrients, whole food nutrition, the freedom to care for one another? That's what we want to know right here, and that's what we're going to cover right here on the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show. You can certainly reach us on the phone lines today, and I'll get you those numbers as well at 800-259-5791. Coming right back with more powerful healing and more audio clips, including some from Dina Dill. You will not believe what Dean said this time. Stay with the Robert Scott Bell Show. Coming right back. This is Robert Scott Bell introducing you to Pharmacy Health. That's pharmacy with an F and an S. Pharmacy Super Sea Veg is a 12-species blend of whole, organic, red, brown, and green sea plants imported from pristine oceans from around the world. Scott Kennedy, president of Pharmacy Health and creator of Super Sea Veg, has made it his life's work to bring superior whole plant nutrition to Americans in vegetable capsules. Super Sea Veg contains all the elements necessary for cell regeneration and repair, moving your body towards homeostasis. Super Sea Veg is a true dietary food supplement, including vitamin D, that feeds our bodies what we're missing. Super Sea Veg balances the pH of the blood and strengthens the immune system. Pharmacy Health's introductory offer is exclusive to my listeners. That's you. Buy two bottles of Super Sea Veg and get one bottle free. Go to superseaveg.com and type in the code word free ship to receive free shipping and handling on your first order. Or call 1-800-893-VEGG. That's 1-800-893-8344.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Special announcement for our Renaissance Charge customers. Have you ever wondered what it would take to make your car run on 100% electric power? What about making a motor into a generator? How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you money? Because you, our customers, asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Conference Workshop on November 13th and 14th at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but for the first first time, you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Register now while there's still room left to participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy Tesla technology. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Godzilla!
I'm asking you the question this hour. Is your doctor on drugs? Well, might be, but is your doctor on drug payroll? Is your doctor taking drug money? This is the question here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You can call in at 800-259-5791 this hour and next. We've got lots to do here. Something else that came out in the report we're covering here on the Robert Scott Bell Show was the records of many of the doctors that Big Pharma had on its payroll. This is incredible. You're going to see some docs that you'd be like, how did they even become doctors? So on PBS Nightly Business Report, they talked about what was discovered about some of the doctors being paid by the big pharmaceutical companies to represent their drugs. Go ahead and run clip two.
ProPublica's Tracy Weber spent 6 months digging through the records of hundreds of doctors.
We found an Ohio physician who had performed, was accused of performing unnecessary nerve tests on more than 20 patients. The Ohio board voted to revoke his license. He's appealing that right now. We found a psychiatrist who was accused of gross negligence in the care of one of her patients and is on 5 years probation. We found a doctor accused of giving drugs, unnecessarily painkillers to his patients.
Yeah, this is the kind of thing that goes on every day. But it's licensed. It's approved. Or is it? We're going to find out about more of these off-label uses. And the report went on to say this.
Doctors paid to educate about brand-name drugs have received FDA warnings for research misconduct, lost hospital privileges, or been convicted of crimes. At least 20 have had two or more malpractice judgments or settlements.
If they can handpick the best of the best to choose to be their experts, why are they choosing these doctors?
They're going to the dog squeeze of the medical profession here. I don't think good doctors would do these things, but yet they're trapped in a paradigm that is largely not of their own making, but of course they end up in such debt after medical school that they often end up trapped in that situation. Now, no excuse there. You have a choice at any given point in time to participate in this madness and this toxicity. Remember Celebrex, Vioxx, those COX-2 inhibiting drugs. Oh, did they cause heart disease, heart attacks, actually, and lots of death. In 2001, the U.S. FDA ordered Pennsylvania doctor James McMillan to stop false or misleading promotions of the painkiller Celebrex, saying he minimized risks and touted it for unapproved uses. Still, three other leading drug manufacturers paid the rheumatologist $224,000 plus over 18 months to deliver talks to other physicians about their drugs. Okay, is that good enough for you? How about in Georgia? I used to be there. A state appeals court in the year 2004 upheld a hospital's decision to kick Dr. Ronald Taylor off its staff. Why? Why did they kick him off? Well, the anesthesiologist had admitted giving young female patients rectal and vaginal exams without documenting why. He'd also been accused of exposing women's breasts during medical procedures. And when confronted by a hospital official, Taylor said, "Maybe I am a pervert. I honestly don't know." According to the appellate court ruling. And last year, Taylor was Cephalon's third highest paid speaker out of more than 900. He received almost $150,000 in 2009 and another over 50 grand through June of this year. This guy doesn't know whether he's a pervert, but he's still getting big bucks from Big Pharma to promote these drugs. More. A review of physician licensing records in the 15 most populous states and three others found sanctions against more than 250 speakers, including some of the highest paid. Their misconduct included inappropriately prescribing drugs, providing poor care, or having sex with patients. Some of the doctors had even lost their licenses. They actually pulled a doctor's license off of this? You know, the licensure issue I've covered over the years here, like nowhere else in media, is a protection racket as well. It is not about protecting the public, or else most doctors would lose their license because the first thing they do out of medical school is violate the Hippocratic Oath. First, do no harm. And since there are no drug deficiency diseases, per se, and in reality, we have no synthetic pharmacological FDA-approved deficiency diseases, that everything these M deities do once they leave medical school, if they're a drug-based practice, is to violate their Hippocratic Oath. And as we talked about in the first segment, as I mentioned what Steve said, coming down to the studios here at GCN today, people in their 50s are now going into assisted living homes. Big Pharma has done its level best to dominate the world, and it certainly dominated the West. And the crumbling of Big Pharma is happening now, not because people are taking less drugs, because evidently more people than ever are taking drugs, but it's because the economics are shifting. The crumbling of the walls, and the fact that the economics are crumbling even for big media, that their gravy train is starting to dry up. They're having to look to other sources to be viable and survive. And this is going to be a sea change. And also knowing the fact that so many of you are getting your news from talk radio, from the internet, going to robertscottbell.com, getting your email updates, is frightening them to death. And of course, it's only deservedly so, as they have put to death so many millions of Americans over the course of the time since they became the demon spawn of IG Farb in World War II Nazi Germany. You follow the lineage back. And just to throw out the bone for those rabid Dean Edel listeners, I don't throw out every drug for every use. I believe in your freedom to have access to all kinds of medicine. And this is where they go, freedom. You should have the freedom to get ripped off. Well, you're getting ripped off and you're dying from FDA-approved medicines. So what? If you get ripped off taking an herb that didn't work for you, it didn't work for you. It didn't kill you. It didn't cause you a side effect as long as you took it according to label. But here we have doctors prescribing drugs off label. And we're going to hear from Cheryl Nagel, in fact, later this hour, and talking about the highly toxic chemotherapeutic agent that was banned for cancer back in the 60s that was brought back to life under the scourge of AIDS and the phantom retrovirus known as HIV. And the fact that they used it off label on children. And I'll bet the same behavior was occurring then. They were paying these doctors, encouraging these so-called new AIDS doctors to start expanding the use of AZT into anybody and everybody, even the poor, innocent little children that were killed. Thank God the Nagels pulled little Lindsay Nagel off AZT because she's alive and well. What is she, 20 now? 20! 20 years age! And all the kids that came back, all the kids that were diagnosed so-called HIV positive, despite the failure of the test to actually identify the presence or absence of it, every one of them that stayed on the AZT, gone from this earth. That is a holocaust, a pharmacological, pharmaceutical, FDA, government, state-sanctioned holocaust that is occurring 21st century, circa the United States of America 2010. And it's indefensible. It's unconscionable. It's immoral. It's unethical. And soon the economics of scale will no longer be able to support it. Are you ready? Are you ready to take care of yourself and your family and your friends and your neighbors? When we come back, we're going to talk with my dear friend, Scott Kennedy, from Pharmacy. Not the pharmacy like we've been talking about, but Farming the Sea. Super Sea Veg joins me. We're going to talk about whole food nutrition and how to genuinely recover from the disaster of modern medicine and its lust and love affair with FDA-approved synthetic substances killing hundreds of thousands of Americans every year. Only right here. On the Robert Scott Bell Show, where the power to heal is yours. Coming right back. Stay with us.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health.
Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Clip Hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Clip Hanger and the Clip Hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your Clip Hanger today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, out-of-leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
All right, welcome back. 800-259-5791 if you'd like to be part of the show today. RobertScottBell.com is where you rock the health world with me on the web. And loads of other things. Thanks to all the new listeners from the Savage Nation getting the information out there as well. And I just want to add something for us here was the ProPublica report with other mainstream news organizations have been pulling this stuff out. Amazing things that are being revealed now. But they have a database online where you can go and put your doctor's name in and see if they've been paid by the drug companies. If you're interested, I'll have that link up on the web eventually. But for right now, you can write dollars for docs, dollars, F-O-R, docs. Do a Google search or something on it, and you'll probably find that database. You'll see if your doc is on the payroll of Big Pharma. $1,000 for docs. So thanks for bearing with me as we release and reveal this information, probably not new to my listeners, and certainly not new to my dear friend Scott Kennedy, who joins me now from Super Sea Veg. And Scott, we've got a major problem. Not only are people dying of the drugs, off-label or on-label, but they're actually precipitating certain diseases like diabetes. The USA Today says we're expecting 2 to 3 times the number of cases in the next 20, 30, or 40 years.
Robert, it's just amazing. And again, thanks for having me on your show. For 20 years, I've collected data on health in this country, and it's not just diabetes. They say that half the people have in America will have cardiovascular disease in the next 20 years. Alzheimer's is going to go up 50%. Now, diabetes is tripling, and 1 in 2 are going to get cancer. It's really a dire warning about our health in this country, and the drugs themselves cause acidic blood. So the drugs are really causing a lot of the increase in diabetes, and then you have the diet. I call it diet disease. At the same time, people that are eating right in other countries are very, very healthy. The French, the Japanese, and so they're very healthy. So it really is important that we take care of our cellular health, and that's the business I'm in.
Well, you've mentioned this, and I even got to mention this on Savage, that, Big Pharma is basically practicing sorcery on the public, and we're seeing revelations now happening, and it's amazing, like the veil of illusion is really lifting. I would never have expected that the mainstream media would start covering and digging these stories out to show how horrific the practice of medicine as it is pharmaceutically inclined is or has become.
Well, it's true. Pharmakia means sorcery in Greek. I mean, you talk about revelations. I mean, it's in the book of Revelation. Revelation 18 talks about sorcery and the merchants. But the mainstream media, the biggest advertiser in media today is beer and pharmaceuticals. So it is amazing when a story comes out that says anything adversarial to the pharmaceutical industry. But so many people are ailing. I mean, no one's getting better. And these people, they have to, every disease has to have some kind of pharmaceutical cure. But there's no such thing for a pharmaceutical cure for cancer, because cancer is something that's it's an organic disease with DNA mutating. And there isn't ever going to be a pharmaceutical cure for cancer. So because they won't look at anything real, I mean, people have to turn away and they have to find out, well, what is it that keeps people from being degenerating into these diseases? And the bottom line is diet. And the people that eat seaweed every day on the planet are the healthiest people throughout history.
Well, so I acknowledge that, which is why I'm encouraging all my listeners, if they haven't done so yet, to begin putting seaweed into their diet. The easiest way to do it, even if you're landlocked like we are right here in Minnesota, is to get the Super Sea Veg, get the 12 species in you, which we do, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. But, as we recognize, and more Americans are, even though there are more people taking drugs, still there is an awakening, a real awakening going on here. And as I said, the economics are such that people can no longer afford much of the so-called medical care, even though the medical care isn't what they are lacking or actually need. They need real food.
That's right. The medicine is really making your dying more comfortable, because degenerative disease makes up 60% of the gross medical product is degenerative disease. Now, if a doctor, which means teacher in Latin, so these aren't really real doctors or sorcerers. If they were doctors, they teach you about how to stay healthy biologically. And so if degeneration is really the problem in this country, which it is, then regeneration is the cure. So what do they give us to regenerate with? Nothing. They make our degeneration more comfortable.
Yes,
they make
Scott,
our dying more comfortable.
Hold on. We're going to do a little bit more with Scott Kenny. Also, I've got some clips from Dean Adell again. Oh, my gosh. What is he going to say to embarrass himself this week? Only on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stay with me. Coming right back.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like spike water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Hello everyone, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and carry products discussed on Robert's show, such as the Sovereign Silver, 100% whole food chromium and selenium that our good friend and health expert Chris Barr talks about. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12+. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that combines ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is required. Why is Probiotics 12 Plus the finest of its kind? It works and works well. Call us toll-free 866-424-1077. We're here to help you. That's 1-866-424-1077. Or go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and stay healthy, naturally.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Special thanks goes to my sponsors, including Nordic Naturals. We got Sovereign Silver. We got ChooseToBeHealthy.com. Jonathan, great guy. And my dear friend Scott Kennedy, a real champion for health, healing, and health freedom and seaweed. And I got a message from Gary over there on Facebook. He says we're probably being poisoned by the bankers. Actually, we are being poisoned by the bankers, too. It's not just Big Pharma, but we're going to get into that when the only answer to tyranny comes up next hour with Dr. Caldwell. Lots to look forward to on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Go to robertscottbell.com. And as we continue here with Scott Kennedy, something else revealed in the ProPublica report I've been following this hour was how in several instances physicians were told by drug reps to push off-label uses of the drugs, uses not approved by U.S. regulators, which is a marketing tactic that they've banned under federal law. It's still going on. And guess what? In the past 3 years alone, pharmaceutical companies have anteed up nearly $7 billion for settlements in cases such as one filed by Angela Mayer, a former drug sales rep of Ortho McNeil Pharmaceutical. And, Scott, $7 billion in fines. What industry can survive that? And they're just clicking along.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, these the compounds, the active agents in these drugs cost pennies to make. And really, they get these patents, and there's a big chunk of their money goes to advertising. In fact, they spend more on advertising than they do on research. And they spend another 20-30% on these lawsuits. And then part of the lawsuit is you can't see anything after you settle.
Yeah,
it's always part of the lawsuit. So it's done hush hush. But yeah, that's the cost of sorcery.
Well, listen.
At the end of the day, yeah.
Listen to this. I mean, this mayor that sued the company in Massachusetts federal court. They were pushing in anti-seizure drugs for 27 different off-label uses. And the company eventually settled for $81 million earlier this year, pleading guilty to misdemeanor charges of misbranding a drug. I wonder how many people died. And it's a misdemeanor. And Mayer was awarded $3 million. But our buddy, Scott, our buddy Dean Adell, the Edsel of Health Talk Radio, He commented on this recently and had this to say about off-label prescribing. Go ahead and run clip four.
This investigation here shows doctors are sometimes urged to recommend off-label prescriptions for drugs, meaning using them for conditions they're not approved for. Sometimes that's a good thing.
That's a good thing. There's the Edsel saying, hey, it's okay. 27 different off-label uses, never proven by the FDA, never approved by the FDA, but it's okay. It's a drug. Well, if that's a good thing, Dr. Edsel, let's revisit something else you said about nutritional supplements from last week.
I think that's illegal. You really can't claim that a supplement treats a true medical condition.
Can you say hypocrisy? On the one hand, he says that prescribing a drug for a condition the FDA has not approved, it's okay, it's sometimes a good thing. On the other hand, simply by claiming a supplement does anything at all to help somebody with a medical condition, absolutely illegal. I think that's illegal. Why? Because it hasn't been approved by the FDA. Well, it hasn't been approved by the FDA for the drugs either. Edsel, what kind of schizophrenia are you suffering from? How is it that FDA approval is the main weapon used to attack supplements, but when it comes to off-label prescribing of drugs, it means nothing? What do you think, Scott?
They're protecting their own. They're protecting their own. The FDA, half the people coming into the FDA are coming from the pharmaceutical industry, and the other half are leaving the FDA to go work and lobby for the pharmaceutical industry. So the FDA is a wholly owned subsidiary of the pharmaceutical industry, and so we expect this. That really is just another example that we have to stay away from this allopathic medical system. I mean, unless we have an emergency and they're great at that, or knee surgeries, which I've had, or broken bones or stitches, 80% of what they do is just blocking the symptom. A disease is just a symptom that persists and never goes away. And if we go to these guys, like the idiot light in the car, which says check engine oil, I sound like a broken record, but they're just going to clip the engine light, check engine oil light. That's what they do. They suppress the symptoms so you feel better and you think that the disease is gone, but the underlying disease is organic.
Yep.
It's an organic one, and it deals with cellular functions, and cellular functions need food, and DNA needs amino acids and vitamins, or real vitamins, whole vitamins. So in a way, you know, the supplements don't work. Most of them are synthetic. That's not what he's saying, but yeah, the FDA does not allow anyone to say that you can treat, prevent, or cure a disease unless you're a drug. Now, I got to go make a drug to prevent a disease? That's not true, and everybody knows that. Mm. It's just archaic legislation from the 50s, and we're about to challenge that in the next few years. We're going to go on and challenge that legislation.
Well, the people that have the voice to speak have to step up and speak. I'm shocked in a good way that the mainstream media is starting to reveal this. The people are waking up, even though many of them are still on drugs. And I think those reporters who are ignoring this have to be on drugs just to sleep at night. But we are going to be taking our sea veg every day here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And those of you who haven't got a hold of it, it's at 800-893-8344, 800-893-8344. Free ship if it's your first order. If it's an ongoing order, enter RSB and get free shipping. Scott Kennedy, bless you, sir. You are doing such wonderful work.
Thank you, Robert, for enlightening people and giving them a solution, too. Thank you very much.
Well, it's equally appreciated from you. When we come back, I'm going to tie in this scenario to world terrorism like nobody else can do. Stay with me.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station, but you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the Maine name in military supply.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, towline, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
You know, you hear talk about a culture of life, right? We talk about a culture of life, really sustaining, supporting, you know. Then we got this warfare culture mentality. Of course, the terrorism, the idea that we have to attack terrorists. Okay, there can be legitimate points for defense in this case. And I said, you know, it just occurred to me with this all this talk of Big Pharma and their attack on life itself. By their methods as such. And yet, I have a lot of doctors. Some of the biggest fans I have are doctors, whether they be any form of doctors, even the medical doctors. And I always thought that would be interesting, but, you know, I'm out there for them too. Now, when we talk about the so-called war on terror or that terrorism is, you know, they call it Islamic terrorism. It's very controversial. Some people say, well, it's not all Islam. Of course, we know that. But again, the criticism is made, well, where are the people in the Islamic religion speaking out against terrorism, right? My question to the medical community, where are the doctors speaking out against this abuse of power and this culture of death from within the pharmaceutical profession? Now, those that are dear friends of mine. And if you have yet to speak out on it, it is time to, it's no longer time to be silent. Let me just say that. You will be held accountable for your silence. And of course, that goes beyond me. I'm not talking about it from my perspective. Just, this is just the nature of nature. The law of cause and effect and how this plays out. But now it's time to speak out. The mainstream media, this ProPublica group, congratulations, kudos, their mission statement to expose abuses of power and betrayals of the public trust by government, business, and other institutions using the moral force of investigative journalism to spur reform through the sustained spotlighting of wrongdoing. Sounds like what we've been doing on the Robert Scott Bell Show ever since there's been one. And Cheryl Nagel, my dear friend here, you and Steve are here, and I appreciate you being here with me in Minnesota this weekend. You lived through this. This is not an abstract. You've heard all of what we've covered in this hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show, but you actually lived through it. They're forcing this AZT on your little baby Lindsay so many years ago.
Yep. When we adopted her from Romania, we brought her back to the United States, and they recommended a series of tests that they always do on internationally adopted children. And they gave her an HIV test, and it came back positive. And coincidentally, this was right after she had had a series of vaccinations. And vaccinations can cause a false positive.
That's right. You brought her over from Romania. Of course, they were going to hammer you. I mean, the state religion is modern medicine. Yeah. And vaccinology is a division of that religion. And, of course, that will trigger all kinds of immune and autoimmune responses that would trigger a positive test, so to speak, for HIV.
Yep, and the minute we found out she was HIV positive, this was in 1990, Okay, AIDS was fairly new, and it was a death sentence. So we were anxious to do whatever we could to save her life, which was taking the drug AZT. So we gave her big doses of AZT, and they still use AZT now, although it's much smaller doses. But at the time, the AZT killed a lot of people with AZT.
Well, and all of the children that were put on it at the age that Lindsay was coming over here as an infant here in Minnesota that you could track, you found any of the other children alive today?
We haven't found any that lived through that AZT treatment.
They all stayed on the treatment. Lindsay was the only one to stop it, and she is alive and thriving at 20.
Right.
Yeah, and we've had her in studio up here, incredible story. Now, Steve, your husband has put together a wonderful website, and I'm going to say it. You want to say it? You want me to say it?
Yes, it's AZTSucks.com.
You can't say it more clearly than that, AZTSucks.com. What kind of things can my listeners find on that show?
Well, he actually has the website, and then it's followed with AZTSucks on Facebook. And the Facebook one is the more active site where it's day-to-day, almost minute-to-minute updating with anybody who writes anything about AZT or HIV, AIDS, curing right. or not curing.
Yeah, and the point here that we argue is for science and not against science, yet much of what we've heard today is in the realm of scientism, like my dear friend Liam Sheff talks about, that these drug industry docs and such are just promoting this false religion, if you will, of these drugs for everything and anything, even if it's not approved. Even if I would argue against some of the approval methods of the FDA, the fact is the off-label use, like for AZT, you said the doc was being encouraged to find other kids to put them on, and there was an experiment going on, and you didn't even know about it.
No, there was an experiment going on through the University of Chicago, and all of our doctors in the metro area were included, and since there were only 10 pediatric patients with HIV, we know that we had to be included, and out of those 10, only one survived because we had the whatever, divine providence or whatever,
yes.
to take the drug away from her.
Yeah, reading about Peter Duesberg and his perspective as well, which was great. And, we have the Tuskegee experiments where they gave venereal diseases to the Tuskegee soldiers, the blacks there. And then we had the revelations of the Guatemalan peasants that were being infected with venereal diseases, some being treated, some not, just to see what would happen. And you're talking about experimenting on children in the United States of America in the 1990s.
I took this very personally. And when we took our daughter off the drugs, the doctor called us and she said, you know, there are foster homes who will take care of your daughter if you don't wish to. So we immediately had to find another doctor. We had to call an attorney, and it was very expensive to go through this whole process. But our daughter is a survivor, and believe me, I would do it again.
Yeah, and dear friend Carrie Stokely, who had been through in the 90s the AZTs and other things for her AIDS because she had supposedly tested positive for HIV despite being in a heterosexual marriage, none of the risk factors because of other treatments that she had had, damaging antibiotics and other things over the years, destroyed her intestinal flora, which is why I also encourage everybody listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show to get on the Probiotics 12 Plus from Dr. O'Hara's over at Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com, because the seat of the immune system largely is in the gut, and it's being destroyed by Big Pharma, utterly destroyed by Big Pharma. I had someone that Carrie connected me with, a so-called a young man, HIV positive, and talk with him about his situation and, explain, if you haven't seen the documentary film House of Numbers, go to houseofnumbers.com, check it out. But it turned out, after all was said and done, he had syphilis. Completely treatable and reversible scenario. And yet, his life was over by this so-called HIV test, which doesn't even detect the absence or presence of the phantom retrovirus.
Well, back in the 90s when Carrie Stokely was tested, she only had one test. She only had one little test.
No
confirmatory. And they told her she was positive.
Yep. Cheryl Nagel is here in studio with me. We are going to go to the only answer for tyranny with my dear friend, Dr. Leonard Caldwell, Dr. C, as he is known next hour. We'll hear more from Cheryl Nagel, maybe from Steve. And I want to say a shout-out to Jim Syme, great doctor. He came to my lecture the other night in Minneapolis. We're going to be back after the news, reminding you in the meantime, though, on the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.